Great. Next question, please.
Gail Hodgkin from the Academy of the Arts right here in Denver. My question and statement is directed at Lisa, whom I was very privileged to meet the other day in her brilliant seminar. And I wanted to let her know that she's not alone, that we at the Academy teach all styles of singing. Our style of teaching is so coupled with Lisa's that it would be brilliant and inspiring to arrange some kind of a collaboration at some point in time. My question for her and for the rest of you is, I know this is only the second conference. I do not have a PhD. I came knowing that there was so much more to singing than what I had experienced in my life. And after having to sit through a lot of physics, which I wasn't very good at in high school, and I'm certainly not good at it now, but it opened up so many more spheres to me as a voice teacher and emphasized the importance for us to know acoustics, for us to know physiology, for all the more knowledge we can gain, the more tools we can give our performers. And I'm very, very grateful to be here. My question again is, has anyone ever researched the structure of the resonating surfaces in the face as it pertains to somebody's propensity to be able to sing, to be able to belt, to be able to sing more easily in soul, R&B, or what have you? It does seem to me, after doing 10 years of observing in my own studio, as well as professional pop singers, rock singers, belters, Bernadette Peters comes to mind, that nice, big, broad cheekbone structure. Would this be something that you all would be interested in researching, and let us know this, because I think it would be a wonderful tool for us to have.